For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Shelby County Schools wants to provide every student and teacher with a laptop by August. That would help those kids who've had little to no access to remote learning during the COVID crisis. But educators say that's just the first step toward protecting the district's most vulnerable students. From the University of Memphis's Institute for Public Service Reporting, Natasha Sanyanovich has this story.
When the pandemic hit, Latarsha Jenkins was laid off from her job as a home health aide. The 35-year-old single mother had to make some quick decisions.
I got to pick and choose which bills I got to pay, and Wi-Fi bill wasn't in the pick.
So her four kids in elementary, middle, and high school took turns using Jenkins' phone for their homework. That went relatively well, although a few weeks ago, one daughter still hadn't accessed many of her assignments.
We've been having a hard time trying to log into the site that she needs to use.
By August, all four kids could have their own laptops, if county commissioners approve the purchase of more than 100,000 new devices with built-in internet access. Everyone having the same laptop would ensure a secure network, say district officials. It's a $53 million plan, half of which would be paid for by federal stimulus funds. And it's necessary, says Ginny Pupo Walker, because digital access is
a huge divider right now in terms of who's learning, who's not learning, who's connected to the world, who's not connected to the world.
Pupil Walker heads the Tennessee Branch for the Education Trust, a nonprofit that advocates for students of color and lower income status. Roughly one out of five American teens doesn't have a computer or internet at home. In some parts of Memphis, two-thirds of households have no internet access. Pupil Walker says that's the primary reason the district froze grades when school shut down.
Are we going to penalize those kids because their mom has one phone between the four or five of them?
Or kids with special needs, or who have lost loved ones to COVID-19, or who teachers haven't been able to reach at all since March. For School Board Commissioner Stephanie Love, the pandemic has intensified the racial disparities in Shelby County, where nearly half of children live in poverty.
The challenges that the entire world has right now, our Black communities have been having these challenges since conception. Inadequate health care, the food deserts, the internet deserts.
Love is cautiously optimistic about the district's plan to narrow the digital divide, but she says that's not the only problem facing disadvantaged students. All kids typically lose academic ground when they're not in school. It's called the summer slide, and it disproportionately affects minorities and poor students. This year's COVID slide is twice as long. Experts predict an even greater loss of math and reading skills, which could be measured with assessment tests. That worries Stephanie Love.
I would have to have more information because what are you testing?
She points out that low-income students already score lower on assessment tests due to childhood traumas that disrupt development and learning, such as poverty or a pandemic. Ginny Pupo Walker of the Education Trust says kids need time, not tests, when school resumes in order to process what's happened to them. But she says they likely won't get it due to budget cuts.
We are just going to have less and less ability to provide those kind of supports and routines and additional time or additional whatever that looks like to help students re-enter.
No one yet knows what school will look like in August. District officials expect a hybrid of online and in-person classes. But opening schools, even for staggered schedules, would come with additional costs for safety measures like protective gear and disinfecting. Those expenses come at the same time as Shelby County Schools wants to slash $11 million from its budget. And Pupo Walker also expects state education cuts, which would hit every Tennessee school district. Overhauling an education system that changed overnight isn't easy, says Pupo Walker, but it's necessary.
If we aren't able to be really creative and innovate, it'll just reinforce the division that we're already beginning to see.
A division that laptops and disinfectants alone won't be able to bridge. For the Institute for Public Service Reporting, I'm Natasha Sinyanovich.